Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere, stands out everywhere. From just $25,990 drive away with auto. And FPOS gift cards, the Aussie way to gift. Order online now for Christmas at fpos.gift.
Good afternoon to our loyal band of listeners. Welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch on this Wednesday afternoon. All thanks to Hyundai, the Hyundai Venue. You see them botting around now. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere, stands out everywhere. And the card network, FPOS gift cards, the Aussie way to gift. Welcome our listeners. However you're listening, 1170 SEN in Sydney, perhaps listening on the SEN app. And, of course, those listening belatedly on the podcast. Speaking about the FPOS gift cards, that would be a wonderful present for my girls, because what I've just realised, Brian, my eldest two girls, you know these days with the smartphones, I say g'day to you.
G'day.
They have the cards, our card, Kobe and I card, on their phones.
Tell me about it.
They're just tapping and going to the cows come home.
Yes, so I'm going through. G'day, listeners. G'day, Brooksy. G'day, Gibbo. I'm going through exactly that at the moment. Because she can't put her card, Scarlett, the eldest one, can't put her card on the phone.
Yes, why?
Because it's linked to my account.
Because what happened was Kobe had lost her card, right? So what you do is you go into the online banking and you just go, lost card, stolen card, whatever it is. It pauses it and then you order the new one.
Yes.
So Miller comes up. She goes, Dad, what's Pepe Le Pewing? I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, the card's turned off. And I went, I sort of took a while to piece together. I went, what do you mean? She goes, well, the card's just been deactivated. I said, the card? She goes, yeah, like the card. I said, hey, darling, the card is not, you're not part of the card arrangement. That's mum and I.
Yeah.
But apparently they are.
Yeah, so Kobe snuck it to her.
Snuck it to her. So I snuck her to the bank this morning to get your own Jeff Gerrard.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. But you should have it always as an emergency. That's how I got sold it.
No.
But then
that's the cash code route. You can just give them the cash code if they need it.
What's the cash code?
Well, you go into your online banking and then you just send them the code. They walk up to the ATM, They don't need it on the phone.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
The cardless cash.
Cardless cash.
Gotcha. I know where you're going with
cardless
this.
Cardless Arthur. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. How was your media day, Brooksy?
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I liked your little pun there. It was great. Got to catch up with a few ex-colleagues, people in the media, down at the Parramatta Eels drinks.
Mm.
Yeah, it was good. The loft.
What was the talk about the Eels, about the Reed Marnie incident?
We didn't go there.
Well, we should have.
I accidentally said Isaiah Papali'i once. I think I got away with it. So, you know, you just didn't.
Was there a presentation?
No, it was just chat.
It was cruising.
Drinks, food, yeah.
Who was the big dogs?
Orders.
Who was there from the big dog? Was there anyone from the Daily Telegraph or Sydney Morning Herald?
Couple of Telegraphs.
Mm. Who was there?
Not my mate, but probably the next level. But yeah, there was a few of the journalists going around.
Buzz Rothfield. Now, I was just looking at the front page of the paper. is this considered brucing? So he's written an article.
Oh, yeah.
It's about Manly's trainer, the unvaxxed game. The title, it's on the front page. Front page.
Ooh.
Donnie Singe. Donnie Singe has got the man bun too.
Look
at that.
Blocking the L.
Donnie Singe of the man bun.
And he's got a bit of grey steel coming through, which I've got myself, but that's the first time I've noticed it on Donnie.
Anyway, is this brucing? He's wrote the article, Buzz Rothfield Scoop.
Oh.
So basically it's changed to Buzz Scoop.
Oh, on the front page.
On the front page.
So he's got power.
Is that brucing?
Yeah, 100%.
He wasn't there?
When we go read the article, we'll find out who wrote it. Mm. You don't need to rubber stamp the front page.
Okay. Yeah. And also, what else happened?
What else happened?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was just general chit-chat, catching up.
What time did you get home?
Nothing to report back.
That's what I'm angling, because you went there for
a
reason.
You thought I was going there with a
love interest.
Ulterior motive.
You were very dressed up.
I was dressed up.
What time did
casual
you get home?
Dress. About 11:30.
That's a decent nudge.
It was a nudge.
Any ex-players there?
No. Oh, it was Mark O'Neill.
Yep.
Yeah.
But no.
Did he behave himself?
He did.
Good.
Yeah. Early exit. As you do.
Because he's copping a lot of heat, isn't he?
Yeah.
Copping a lot of heat.
No, he was great. Very, very nice. Mm. Very polite. Mm.
Good man, Buggins.
Yeah. It was a good little night down there.
Yeah, you're not telling me the truth.
How are you, Gibbo?
Yeah, good, thanks, Joel. Can I toss something up?
Toss it away, yeah.
I was just listening to Julian for the show before, and they got a text message that says, plain salt has to be the standard at chip shop. Chicken salt is just a fake pretend flavour dreamt up by some uni student bored in a lab. Regards. Now, this is one of my all-time pet peeves. At a fish and chip shop, it should be the standard chip that you should get. Sorry, the salt. It should just be the regular old plain salt.
Yes.
But it's become the norm now that chicken salt is what you get offered.
Right.
Not plain salt.
Gotcha. Yes.
What are your thoughts on this?
Dear, I tend to side with the chicken variety.
Because it was new when it first came out. I remember when it came out, early 80s.
Oh,
what about 85.
Yes.
Ben's Barnyard Chicken down the beachfront. I've never seen it before. Yeah. What is this?
Yep.
Now it has crept in to the vernacular. And you're right. When you, Porto's, for example.
Yes.
Can I get some salt, chicken salt?
Yeah.
The little satchels are, I'm with you, Gibbo.
Brooke.
Yeah, Brooke. I'm with you, Gibbo.
I'm one of those sickos that put pepper on chips.
I'm with you too.
I love it. Like just ground pepper.
Yeah.
On a crinkle cut or even just a standard cut chip. But I just love the spice on it. The chicken salt.
Vinegar.
It's onions. Isn't it onion flavour anyway? Isn't it onion salt?
I heard it was chicken toe jam.
Oh.
That's what I was told.
Boys, let me...
Does that supersize me?
Speaking about weirdos and supersize me, speaking about shows, I tell you now, this is just a great gift. I had been so reluctant. Tiger King 2. Have you started that?
Can't get around it.
You can't, can you?
Not yet.
No. I couldn't get around it, and I saw it there, and I was reluctant, and I was reluctant, and I was reluctant. Let me tell you, it is just a thing of beauty.
Okay.
It is. So the main man, Joe Exotic, doesn't get much of a run.
Gotcha.
Right. But they zero in on Don. What's happened to Don?
Explain who Don is.
Carol Baskin's
first
husband.
Yeah. Brown bread.
Well, you don't know. No. That's the thing.
Okay. Costa Rica?
He was doing some stuff down at Costa Rica, and he was out of the Carol Baskin. He was not happy with Carol, right? So that's all going on. But if you think there's some wackos involved, Joe Exotic, tick.
Yeah.
Jeff Lowe, the mad rorter, the con man, tick. What's the big fella? The big fella, the gingerhead fella. He's Captain Rort.
Was he one of Joe Exotic's many husbands?
No, but he was just sort of lingering around the big fella. You recognise him when you see him. He's a rorter. But then there's this bloke who comes in by the name of Tim Stark. Raving lunatic. Oh, complete raving lunatic.
On whose gang? On Carol's gang?
No. He's anti-Carol. So you've got the Joe Exotics of the world.
Yep.
You've got Jeff Lowe, who played a major part in getting Tiger King into the jail. Then all of a sudden he's under the pup and how that all plays out. And then you've got this bloke, Tim, raving stark mad. Mate, it is just beautiful viewing.
Okay, I'm going to give it a go.
Beautiful viewing.
Just in time for Chrissy.
Yeah.
How good's Jeff Lowe, like the Bandeezy with the cap?
Ah, yeah.
Like that was with the chicken salt, 1985 sort of areas.
Yeah.
And he's bringing it to 2021.
What a...
Big Oakley.
Just getting back to fish and chips. You know that the batter on fish was only ever to protect the fish. You knew that, didn't you? Like in the old English days. So they dipped it in batter just to protect the fish.
What do you mean protect the fish?
Well, the whole idea of it, batter,
protect
the fish, put the newspaper around it. When they didn't, you never ate the batter.
Oh, you'd peel that off.
You peel it off and the paper would stick to the batter.
Gotcha.
Off you go. Get into the luscious fish.
I didn't know that.
But over the years, the Fideepers, just the wrong I'm just going
Guilty, Your Honour.
The Fideepers are just going, what's this luxurious beige item?
Yeah.
And then boom, that's how it became. So it was only ever designed just to protect the lush flesh, as Finchie would say, of your cod.
Yeah.
Of your ling.
Yeah.
Your flathead. Or your bonita, Simon. And, over the years, that's... People started eating the batter, so it's not very good for you, but geez, it tastes good.
Oh, it tastes good. But you got me onto the beer batter.
Told you.
So we're being, Nashie and I, we've got the chicken, we're doing that, and then wifey says, what are you doing?
Cold, it's got to be cold beer.
That's carrot. We're putting beer batter on everything.
It's got to be cold beer.
Doesn't it?
It's got to be ice cold.
Yeah.
And you haven't been doing that?
Yeah, and just plain flour, you said.
Rice flour first.
Rice flour first.
Yeah, then your beer batter.
When you say beer batter, you mean...
Just plain flour.
Yeah. So it goes on its own on the rice flour.
Yeah.
But the beer batter is just the plain flour with the cold beer, right?
Cold beer.
Bingo, yes.
You go freezing beer. I just want to get to this text first. This is from Hulky Oberon, and this is becoming a epidemic. Mm. Fletch, I went to get a fresh trim today to look sharp for the work Christmas party on the weekend, as you do.
Mm.
Can confirm the barber set the chair at the perfect height to rub his what's doing on Hulky's elbow. Filthy.
Yeah, it's a pandemic.
It's a pandemic.
Yep. The EB.
You wait till you, listeners, you wait till you start feeling it. Because you've been oblivious to it all over these years. And you've listened to us and you've just discovered that the barber, because you've got the coat on too, you know, the satin coat. Is it satin?
Yeah.
You don't really feel it.
Yeah.
And because it drapes over your elbows. So you think you've got an extra cover of protection. But the barber knows better. So elbow in, rubbing, off he goes.
There's going to be a lot of tucking of the elbows into the chair going forward.
You can't because they're so small. They're designed. The first barber thought, this is a good go here.
Yeah.
You're trapped.
Yep. You reckon they're using chairs to get the elbows out so they can start how you're doing.
The EB.
Is this how far the conspiracy's going?
No. You know when you go to the barbershops and they're always ancient and old? Well, the humans have grown and they don't change the chairs because the barbers go, hang on, use the old chairs, bigger people, elbows out.
New chairs, no good.
No, people none the wiser.
Yeah.
So we've been falling into this elbow rub rot and we've brought it out to the open. Yeah. I don't mind it.
You know it's true.
I've gone back for another haircut today, by the way.
Yeah.
ACA, when we see them chasing barbers out of barbershops.
Yeah.
About this raw, we know it's on.
I'm wearing skateboard elbow pads when I go to get a haircut. In the meantime, well, where's he gone? The Greek Keeping Rooster was there. 1300 01 1170. Fletch, can you put recipe up for your beer batter? The recipe's as simple as this. Plain flour, ice cold beer.
Yes, but it's got to be, you cut your fish. I use flathead.
Yep.
And the key is little short ones by about 50 mil, 2 inches by 2 inches, little cocktails.
Yes.
Rice flour first.
Yes.
And then to get it very, soaks up all the moisture. And then plain flour, your beer batter is just plain flour with cold beer.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Yes.
Any beer you want.
So you could do that with chicken and everything, you reckon?
Of course
you can. Rice flour. 1300 01 1170. That is the Ryko Fielders call on. Have your say. This bloke here, I'd like to say he's an entrepreneur because he launched into business over the weekend. He started his own side hustle, which is a lawn mowing business. And I'm pleased to say he's on the line, the Greenkeeping Rooster from Milperra. G'day, GKR.
Hey, Joel, Fletch, how you going, boys?
Going all right, mate. Going all right. How's business?
Oh, mate, I'm flat out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm flat out, boys. I had a couple yesterday and then I just got home and I just finished a couple today. So,
Have you got any through social media or has it all just been word of mouth?
No, it's social media, mate. I've just been going on, like, the local community pages and, just putting my name out there. So, and then, hopefully word of mouth takes off and I'll be on my way, mate.
So this will be you full-time, won't it?
Oh, no, I'll still, it's still be on the side. Like, I'll still keep the golf course job that I do now.
Mm.
But, who knows what happens in the future.
Dreams are free. Any elbow bumping lately?
Well, that's what I've run. I encountered this about 5 years ago. Mm.
Did you
report barber?
Rooster, did you report it?
Yeah.
Who do you report it to? The EV
Society? No, I didn't because I didn't think anything of it. Yeah. And then just when you mentioned it yesterday, Fletcher, it actually got me memory going to, Nick.
The old barber
Nick,
rub.
Nick barber shop, and he would deliberately thrust into my elbows. Now, when I'm sitting in a barber chair, I like to Ric Flair my elbows a little bit.
Yeah.
Relax. And he would deliberately thrust into my elbows. And, up until yesterday, I never thought anything of it. And, today I feel like I've been violated.
No, it's not any violation. I think, I reckon they learn it about, because it's an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
I reckon they learn it about, I'm saying third year.
Yeah.
I'm doing third year. It's third year. It'll be the first term at TAFE. It'll be just before the you know, the sideburn cutting, because that's got to be good.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? So it'd be lean in, lean in on the elbow and reach right in with the cutthroat.
You know, just another thing that I encountered yesterday, boys, I was at the gym last night and I went to the urinal between sets and I'm a cornerer from way back in a urinal. So,
gotcha.
Mm. Yeah, and like I come from a whole family of cornerers. My dad was a cornerer. My pop was a cornerer. You know, so we're all cornerers.
Yeah.
Anyway, another bloke walks in. Another bloke walks into the urinal, and he drops his strides down to his ankles.
Yeah, dropper.
Yeah. Have you encountered that before?
I have.
We've talked about this, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
We've talked about this.
It was my first encounter, and like I was a bit,
Well, then you're getting, you're getting urine on your shorts or your pants. Because are we talking a trough or are we talking the singular pig's ears?
No, the open spaces.
Yeah, the trough.
Mm.
Yeah, the open spaces plant.
Wow, so, all the way. I've never seen it all the way down to the ground.
Yeah, well, this happened last night, and I don't think I was violated like I was with Mick the Barber, but it took me aback a bit.
But what you find, like I've been to some counselling sessions and they say that the corners quite often don't see the droppers because the corners are doing the corner thing.
Of course.
So you lose that peripheral, see?
Yeah.
So if you ever come out of the corner, greenkeeping rooster, you'll find that it's like Bader Meinhof. All of a sudden, you'll see these droppers everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mate, you get yourself onto that Sydney Football Stadium urinal. That went for about 100 metres. At any given time, there was a dropper there.
Yeah, well, thank God I was a corner back there.
Yeah.
Is the dropper, I'd imagine, is quite confident in his physical abilities.
Well, the dropper never goes to the stall to do a number one. The dropper's always front and centre. No.
Yeah, but is he proud of? He's got high self esteem.
Oh, play on.
Yeah.
Well, he's like I've seen him down there before, and he's quite an eccentric character too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Not many introverts are droppers. That there's a correlation, strong correlation there.
Dropper Grogan.
Yeah, it's just something I wanted to bring up with you boys, and solid. Thanks for the year too.
No worries, Greenkeeping Rooster.
Today, so.
Before you go, mate.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you, mate.
Before you go, the neighbour, you know the neighbour at the urinal? The one where, like, you've got 50 metres of a urinal and they've got to park right next to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's sort of somewhere in between the dropper and the cornerer, the neighbour.
I can't cop that.
Yeah.
I can't cop that, especially being a corner and you think, oh, yeah, I'm sweet, I'm in my own little area here, and next minute someone just plonks right next to you, you know, like. It's like an invasion of your space.
And the talkers too, the short talkers. You know, they come up with a bit of short talk.
Yeah. The gaggers. What about the blokes who just get in there and just horse and cart, like they push it out? You know those blokes?
Oh, they're the war holders.
They just go, the war holder, and they just go,
Fletcher's quite prevalent at Anzac Day games. That, like, you know, the short talker, and then he just tries to push out a horse and cart, like, That's real prevalent on an Anzac Day game.
Ashley Axe from Blacksland, he's spot on here. He's a recognised dropper.
Big man,
yeah. Yeah, I saw him today. He's a recognised dropper. He'll just get out there and drop.
Drops. Okay, is he handless?
No, I don't think he's handless.
Because remember, we had the other guy here last week.
No touch, sir.
If you're Texas, please, 0457-736-736. You, your mate, your uncle... is a dropper and hands-free.
Yeah.
You're on the Bluetooth.
Yep. Hey, Greenkeeping Rooster, great to chat, mate.
Thanks, boys. Thanks again for the year. It's been great.
Oh,
thanks,
absolutely. Mate. The Rooster. There he is. 1300 01 1170. All the big issues here. Don't you worry about that. Call of the day will win a baggy green tracksuit. Easily to drop. Easy to corner. Thanks to the Daily Telegraph. Play KFC Supercoach BBL at supercoach.com.au. We've got our stable mates from New Zealand coming up. Steve of the Beaver Donald. Kirsty Stanway, Sparty in What F World. He's the doyen of talkback on the do's and don'ts at Christmas parties. And we've got the all-rounder from the Sixers, Dan Christian, coming up as well. It is a loaded show. We're talking about all the big issues. You are the show. Let us know on the text line 0457 736 736. This is the Tradies Hour, all thanks to King G, pushing limits on comfort, technology and design.